no, sir, that's a bleed feed. Says, your horse not a bleed feed. He says, I don't care, sir. I can tell the way he travels. That's my horse. Everybody knew the horse. I knew everybody in this country by their horse in those days. That's right. He said, that's my horse. He walked out in the street, grabbed the bridle, drove the guy off the horse, and then painted and whitewashed his face.
Oh.
He stole the horse, and he got his horse back.
And he got it?
That actually happened.
And he was
He knew him by the way the horse traveled. And he got his horse back. He sure did.
That's really nice.
And I guess he'd been gone for a couple of months anyhow. He had lost it. And he just happened to see that horse, and it was his horse.
Right?
And he turned the guy loose, and he took off.
Oh, sure did.
Of course, in old days, there were horse thieves and everything else. And just the whole country was just in an uproar, long tail end of the war, and things were in a mess. But he told Gordon, my man Gordon, he said, that's my horse, I can tell the way he travels. And sure enough, he walked out to the draft and he whitewashed, put a blaze on his face, whitewashed it. Sure had.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't thought of that in years.
Yeah, about that either. Well, did you always ride a lot of horses?
We had horses. We had, my uncles had horses, had race horses. My Uncle Joe had a trotting horse, pacing horse. Mace's grandfather had race horses. See, we had a track here. We had a horse track here. And then we went from that. They died off, the older people, and we, Mason and myself, went to the walking horse. And I used to show them around up Tennessee and over Mississippi and around. And I haven't been on a horse in 20 years now. I mean, I just haven't been able to fool with them. But we used to, well, I raised on a horse. I mean, raised with horses. One of those things.
But when you know, even like in town, now like you were telling me everybody's got a milk cow.
Yeah.
Now would they keep them in the barn and would they keep them?
Oh yeah, they'd have a lot in the cow and hog. All that stuff up at our house, the hog, the cattle, everything stayed right in there.
Mm-hmm.
Of course your hog cleaned up behind all that. That was one reason for hogs. Sanitation,
I see, sure.
And then, of course, you had a wagon there, and I'd go in there and clean up and haul off. And we'd use that in the gardens for fertilizer. That was your fertilizer in those days. You didn't have commercial fertilizer then.
Well, now, would everybody, too, like in town, would they have gardens?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. People had gardens. We had a garden. The owners next door had a garden.
They grew all different kinds of
I had pigeons. I had game chickens. We used to fight game chickens all the time. We'd fight roosters all the time. Sure did. That was quite a sport in those days.
Oh, it was.
All my uncles were crazy about that. Yeah. They'd go all the way to Vicksburg, Mississippi to see a game chicken fight. So in Memphis, big fights up there. Of course, they were on the quad.
Yeah.
They were on the quad, but we used to have them here. But they had a raid one time, and Dr. Very well-known doctor here, and well-loved by everybody. My uncle, Dr. brought him here from Mississippi, and he studied under those days. You studied under a doctor. That building right across the street, Johnny, used to have a second floor when Phyllis was over there. And Dr. married Dr. brought Dr. here from Mississippi in turn. The first hospital was right over there, on that building right across the street when it was a mule barn all along there. Cousin Joe was what he was. He built an upper floor on that and made a hospital out of it for Dr. And one of the famous baby doctors in Memphis, Dr. started practicing with Dr. right over there. And he was after we took our babies to him. When they died, he was our doctor. Dr. His father was a Methodist preacher here. And it,